Oh, hello. It's day three of Podmas, which means it's December. I don't know why I had to think about that. Anyway, how are you? Have you all got your Christmas trees? I'm getting it today, but then I realised that I actually don't really have any decorations because I think this is probably the first time in about, I don't know, 7 years that I've had a Christmas tree, which is absolutely ridiculous. And I live a fairly minimal style, so I didn't really like buying stuff. And I think any decorations that I've ever had previously, I probably gave to charity. So, yeah, hit me up with any kind of DIY tips. So, today I want to talk about business besties, which is a really cringe term, but it's a really important one because I think that one of the reasons that I have done so many things that I feel really proud of is because of the amazing people around me. So, a business bestie essentially is, and I think they talk about this in Being Boss a lot, and it feels quite American, it feels quite cringe, but what a business bestie or an accountability partner or whatever will do, cheer you on. Help you to work through creative ideas that you feel stuck in. They'll just be a sounding board, they'll give you confidence, and they might even give you a bit of tough love too. You don't have to just have one. I have a few different business besties, a couple in particular. So I'm going to tell you about them because they're awesome. One of them is Sam Sparrow. She is just the most awesome human being. She's such a cheerleader. She's so practical. She's really like just kind, really kind, massive cheerleader and supporter of women. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have got the podcast off the ground. Because not only did she help me kind of with practical stuff, she basically did the last bit for me when it just didn't work. She just went in to my podcast host and just fixed it. And whenever I'm feeling a bit like, oh, I don't want to share this, and I've had weeks where I was like, I just want to give up this podcast, she's there to say, don't be a div, just stop it. It's brilliant. You're brilliant. Carry on. And another business bestie is my friend Elle Croft, who you might know from, she was on the podcast as well as Sam, but she's written a book, The Guilty Wife, which is out soon, and you can pre-order it right now. I'll put the link in the show notes. She's also got a blog, and we met through blogging, and we recently went to Japan together. If you saw that on the Instagram or my blog, you would have seen Elle. She is just the most awesome human being. She's like super, same as Sam, like an amazing cheerleader, a huge support, and a real source of inspiration. Whenever I'm with her, I come up with like about 25 creative ideas and projects that I could do. It's incredible. And she's also there to give me a bit of tough love about blogging. You know, we both have quite similar opinions on what you should or shouldn't be doing in blogging, in terms of we think you should be doing whatever you want and you shouldn't be doing anything you don't want. So we actually are collaborating on a really super exciting project in the new year. Well, we're really excited about it anyway. But the reason I'm telling you this is because I think it's really hard when you're freelance, or even when you're not freelance and blogging is your side hustle and you maybe eventually want to go freelance, or even if you don't, it's just, you know, blogging, you know, you don't always, especially if you're outside of a big city, you might not see your colleague. You might not get to chat to them in real life. You might just see the noise that's out there on Twitter or Instagram, or, you know, in blogging courses and in e-courses and what you think people are doing. And sometimes that can feel really, I don't want to, oh, it's hard. I don't want to, you know, talk trash about anybody in the industry, but I think when there's, it's really hard to see the wood for the trees. You know, there are people out there doing really amazing things. Like Monica Stott has a brilliant blogger course, and she's super honest, and it's genuinely a really good blogging course. I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't think it was. And Jane Carrington is just incredible. She's one of the most transparent, kind and insightful people. Sarah Tasker is another one that's incredible. Actually, when I was chatting to Charlie a couple of days ago, Charlie Swift, she said, We should play basically what she said bingo of how many times people like Sarah Tasker and Jen Carrington and Monica Stock come up because we talk about them a lot. But there's a reason for that, and that's because they are awesome human beings. And I feel like, they don't put noise out there into the world, they put important things of value. But there's also a side of things where there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. And I think there's a bit of a theme of talking about, people who've bought followers and, because of Social Blade, and if you don't know what Social Blade is, just Google it. You can see when people are doing the whole follow on follow to get more followers. You can see that. Like you can type in their username and see exactly what they're doing. And it's not that I think that's a bad thing. I think that's great, especially for PRs and, brands to see who they're working with. But I think that there's a bit of shaming going on. And again, it's still smoke and mirrors, and it's still a case of these people have bought, if you've bought your followers, you've still got to a number, an arbitrary number, which has got you to where you are. There's no kind of take backs. But if you're a new blogger, and you're hustling away, doing all the things that, X, Y, and Z have told you to do to get to success, blogging success, whatever that looks like, it can be really disheartening when, you're doing all the right things. You've optimized every single post for search ends. You're, promoting things on social media exactly the way that everyone says you should, and you're still not getting that traffic. It's still plateauing, or you're still only seeing 1,000 people a month coming to your website, which, FYI, is a lot of people. Sometimes you need a blogging bestie to just be honest with and talk about your fears and, the things that you are frightened to say to other people and get transparent. The doorbell's just gone, so I'm gonna have to go. I'll come back to you. Hello again. So I got interrupted by the doorbell going, but anyway, I'm back and we are still talking about blogging besties or accountability partners, and why I think it's really important that we all have one, basically. I guess I've talked a little bit around why I have one and how it really helps me stay productive and stay confident and stop me from going completely insane when I'm working by myself all the time. But I probably haven't talked about how you get one. I think it's a really organic thing, isn't it? There'll be someone in your life who, either does the same thing as you or understands what you do, who you naturally always turn to when you have a work problem. That person probably will become your blogging bestie if you just speak to them about it more. And you can make it a bit more formal as well. You could arrange regular meetings, or I guess I don't really do that. I do meet with my blogging besties regularly, but that's because we're friends and we collaborate together on stuff. So just naturally, we catch up quite a lot. But also, I suppose I probably naturally make them more of a priority just because I always feel really rejuvenated when I speak to them and energized. And I also like them as people. So we don't always talk about work, but we often talk about work. And after I've finished speaking to them, I always have a bit of a boost in, I don't know, like, yeah, work energy and flow, if you want to get really woo-woo about it. So it's happened really organically for me, but I met Elle in real life and I met Sam online. So, I mean, that's the way that I met both of my blogging besties. And then there are other people, my friend Jen, who writes the blog She Gets Around, she's really great for work advice. She's incredible. She's such a powerhouse. So I would always go to her if I had a problem, and she's really good at giving good practical, and she's good at tough love as well. She doesn't really suffer fools. So, and even if I've got people around me that aren't doing the same job as me, I might touch base with them and ask them. My husband is great at stuff like that. He doesn't do the same job as me, but he understands what I do, and he also really rates me highly, probably more highly than other people. So you can have more of an informal situation there. I don't think it's something that you should have, and it doesn't have to look like anything in particular. It doesn't have to look like my version of having a blogging bestie, and it doesn't have to fit into a being boss style category of blogging bestie. You can just look around you and just stay a bit more in tune with who you naturally go to, and then go to them a little bit more. So that's it for day three. There'll be another one tomorrow, obviously. Keep tweeting me and dropping me a Facebook message or an Instagram message. I'm at Wanderlust Blog on everything, so it's super easy. Rate and review if you have something nice to say. 5-star would be amazing. If you don't want to leave a 5-star, then just don't leave one. And subscribe. Yes, subscribe. It's always great to have more subscribers. Okay, have a great day, and I will speak to you tomorrow.